Three, two, one. Talkback Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, and we're brought to you by Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store. Tom going to be joining us tomorrow with the Knutson's Outdoor Report. Also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And we're brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Now, let's head to the Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com, part of Exit Realty First. Let's head to the Ray Snell Sports Line, and we welcome to the program head coach of the Jackson High School football Vikings, Antonio Parker. Coach Parker, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me.
Well, we're excited to have you back, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm even more excited to finally be talking about the new season of football. So I can't wait for football to get here and for our broadcast to be happening here on your favorite McKibben Media Group network of stations. But, man, it's just so good to be talking about football again. And congratulations on being the new J-High football coach. How's that feel?
The last few days have been a whirlwind, to be honest with you. Taking a job at this time of the year when you get this close to the season is pretty hard to do here, and so it's been really good for me to do that, and it's been pretty good for me to do that, and I'm looking forward to moving forward.
All right. Well, when did you find out that you're going to be the new head coach?
I officially found out early Thursday morning, and so I'd already had a scheduled conference to be at on Friday. And so I headed out of town on, so I knew Thursday, and I knew it wasn't going to be released on Friday. Yeah. And so I was out of town over the weekend, and so that made it be a little more challenging in terms of dealing with all the logistics from out of town. Yeah. And so I didn't really get my feet ground running until Monday morning.
Yeah, I mean, because this time of the year, a lot of schools are you're not having football practices, but there's open gym and there's workouts and there's different things that are going on that student athletes are able to take care of. I mean, is that kind of where you're, do you feel like you're behind in those kind of things, or is the conditioning happening right now?
So the conditioning is happening. The kids are not behind. The kids are on schedule.
Okay.
So the program has been in a good place.
Gotcha.
Coach Fowler did a really good job, you know, in terms of setting us up and where we're going to be. Coach Slater was the interim coach for about a month and a half there, Coach Slater. So he did a phenomenal job at holding the program together and doing a good job of making sure kids are showing up to workouts. We had our first camp in June. And so the program is fine. It's me got to play catch up. And
gotcha.
So the lone guy kind of, you know, you got the 1,000 mile and I was running a thousand miles. And so, but no, Coach Slater did a phenomenal job, and the rest of the coaching staff, Will Durr and Rob Dillon, and the rest of the coaching staff did a phenomenal job holding the ship together for 4 or 5 week window there.
Right.
And so more so than again, program's in a great place. Kids are in the right spot. Kids are working hard. I just left from the high school a few minutes ago here, and we had about 35, 40 kids in the weight room today.
Good.
Getting in some good work.
Okay. Yeah, now you've been with the program for a while, last 5 years, defensive coordinator. So, I mean, it seems like it should be a pretty smooth transition.
Yeah, so far it has been. And so, again, it's been a smooth transition. I was the defensive coordinator for the last 5 years under Scott Farley, and then now me transitioning to become the head coach has been a pretty smooth transition. And so I'm looking forward to taking the reins and taking the program to a new level, and it's going to be great.
All right. Well, let's talk about taking the program to a new level, and let's just look at the last few years here. I mean, the 18 season, you had a great season. Jackson High School football had a great season in 18, but other seasons kind of around that time have been kind of a struggle. There's been 5-win seasons. There's been 3-win seasons. What needs to happen for Jackson High School football Vikings to have success in the postseason?
So I remember standing talking in front of the kids last year when we lost at Porter Central, and I remember saying to the kids, tired of getting to the playoffs, and I'm tired of leaving in the first round. And the thing that's going to take us to the next level, I'll talk about like the pillars in our football program, our four pillars, faith, accountability, loyalty, and love. And first, it starts with a belief. Secondly, it starts with holding each other accountable. The third thing is the loyalty to the program and loyalty to your teammates and your family and your community. And lastly, it's love. And I think love is the one that takes you over the top, because it's going to be love. It's going to be what gets you through. It's going to be the love for a teammate, love for your community, that when it's fourth and one and you sweat blood, sweat and tears and blood and everything else with your teammates, it's going to be the love that gets you through. And so the next thing that's going to take Jack to the next place is going to be those four pillars. And it's going to be me and the rest of the coaching staff loving the kids up, telling them we care about them, and the care in the program. So what's going to take us to the next place is literally, in my opinion, it's going to take love in the program to take us to the next place.
Well, being from the defensive side of the ball as a coordinator for the last 5 years, is it going to be, you know, because teams are different. Every team has their own personality. Some are more offensive-minded. Others are more defensive-minded. Where's this team going to land this season? Is it going to be a defensive-minded team, stopping the run, stopping the pass, stopping the ball? Or is it going to be, let's put as many points up as we can, and where are we going to land with the Vikings this year?
I think we're probably going to be right in the middle of the road there. I think we're going to be able to score points. I think we're going to stop people. I think we got some new stuff. We got some kids coming back. We got a good senior class coming back. We got a big senior class coming back. And we're really strong on both sides of the ball with both of our groups there. We got some good linemen coming back. And so our good core of linebackers coming back that are all going to be seniors. And so, again, I think we're going to be pretty balanced on both sides of the ball. I think we're going to be able to stop the run. I think we're going to be able to stop the pass. And I also think we're going to be able to score a lot of points. And so we got some guys at the slot positions that are going to be really, really good. And we got a couple of tailbacks that we're going to be running back by committee.
Okay.
And whoever has the hot hand can roll. And so, again, I think we're going to be pretty balanced across the board. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if we get a game where we score 40, 50 points. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a game where we shut a team out. I just wouldn't be surprised. I think we're going to be good on both sides of the ball.
Running back by committee, that is a term that always stands out for me, because the game has just changed so much just within the last 5-10 years. You don't have those running backs that stand out anymore at any level, pro, college, high school. You just don't have one dude who carries the ball the whole time. It's all done by committee. Now, a lot of times, though, it's the running game tends to be kind of secondary. You look at what you have open, and then you drop it down. Those are your options. Are we looking at a balanced attack, or are we going to be looking at more of an air attack on offense this year?
We're going to have a pretty balanced attack. We're going to have it. We're in my opinion, this year we got some pretty good slots and receivers coming out there, and so we got some good running backs also. We got Charles Thompson. We got Mylon Weatherspoon. We got a kid named Samaje Gatewood. So we got about three. Tavion Tanner's another one. He's a quarterback / running back.
Okay.
Tavion do it all kid in terms of what he can do. You can kind of put him all over the place. And so, again, we got about three or four guys that can carry the ball for us. And so it'll always be the guy that gets the hot hand carrying the ball that's going to get most of the love there. But I think we're going to be pretty balanced. We got a guy, got a couple guys out of slot, Amari Harold and Julio Pisano, Kyson Cooper, Karanis Davis are just four slots I can name on top of my head that are going to be really, really good in my opinion. And I think any of those guys can take the ball at a distance. So our strengths, to me, are on the outside with our.
All right. Now, when you're on defense, who are the guys that the other teams are going to prepare for?
So, at the linebacker position, we got Josh Billingsley, Charles Thompson, Isaac Young. We got our linebacking core. Behind those guys, you got Mylon Weatherspoon in the mix. You got Leonard Oliver in the mix. At defensive ends, on our front, we got Ephraim Cressinger, Tyler Lewis. So we got Malik Monroe. So we got a good senior class that's kind of going to give us all of what we need. And then on the back end, we got Amar Harold and Julio Pisano. That's going to pose some problems also.
All right, very good. Now, coming up later on tonight, you have an event where. Is it just for members of the team this year, or is it really anybody from the community can come out and do the meet and greet?
I'm open to meet anybody.
Okay.
But honestly, it's kind of just a formal thing. Obviously, I've been coaching for the last several years.
Right.
And it's more so just for the parents and the players, you know. So, but if people in the community want to come out, I'm more than happy to shake a hand and talk program with anybody. But it's just a formal thing to get to know me, get to know coaches, and the new era of Jackson football.
All right, let's look at your let's look ahead to the season just a little bit. I mean, we talked about the guys on the team, both sides of the ball. So what are the challenges? Let's look at the schedule. What are the challenges that lie ahead for you when you look at the 22-23 schedule?
So we've got we're starting right out the gate. We got Monroe, who's got a new coach in town. He's a former guy in town here that was in town, Dave Misfit. And so he's down in Monroe. So we got them at home in their place. And then we open up at home against Grand Ledge and Chelsea back-to-back. So our first three games out the gate are definitely going to be no half-stepping with those three teams that we got lined up. And so those first three games, we got to take care of business and do our job. But those are going to be our first three games of the year there.
Now let's look at our community and at the Jackson High team. When it comes to Jackson, I mean, does Jackson have – unique experiences, unique situations, unique challenges that you have to face that might make it a little more difficult for our team when we're looking to take on some of these other teams in the SEC White? Is Jackson kind of like in a unique situation compared to some of the other teams on the schedule?
Yeah, because you look at Jackson, you know, as a whole, Jackson has 9 area high schools in about a 13-mile radius. And Jackson High School is the only inner city high school, and so most of your kids that live in town are in the city or just outside the city, and so it's kind of one thing to pick from. So the biggest challenge in Jackson unique is you have a lot of county schools that, you know, we're all kind of going, everybody's picking from one crop, right? You know, and that's the inner city kids of Jackson, and so that's a big challenge that you do that there from. But I think the way you combat that is through building relationships with kids in the community and people in the community. And it's a whole lot harder for kids to go somewhere else when they know they got love and in the community.
What can people expect with the season this year? First year head coach, I mean, you're going to kind of be under the microscope. So what are people going to expect when it comes to about 9:30 on October 21st?
People can expect kids in our program to have fun, be energetic, be excited about playing Jackson football and wearing that Viking helmet and running out that tunnel and then at our first run and running out a Monroe's tunnel there. But people can expect great things from Jackson football. They can expect our kids to be well-mannered in the community. They can expect our kids to be great athletes on the field, on and off the field, and be great ambassadors for Jackson football in the community in Jackson. They're going to see a good brand of football, and they're going to be able to see something different there. And it's going to be the energy that – it's something different. It's a different vibe, obviously, when you take over as head coach. You know, as before, you know, serving as the DC for the last 5 years, it's different. You know, it's a different role. But I think the energy is different. The vibe is different. And I think people are going to look forward to the community to looking forward to that. And I expect the microscope to be on me, you know, and that's okay. Yeah. And that's fine. But I'm looking forward to our program doing some great, great things. We got a great senior class coming. We got a good junior class behind them. And our sophomore class is good, too. So I think Jackson football is just starting to scratch the surface of where we're going.
If I had to paraphrase, it almost sounds like you've got the Jeff Buell line down saying, believe the hype.
Yeah. Hey, if you can believe the hype and you can believe that Jackson football is on the map and going to continue to be on the map.
Anything left untouched here, Coach, that you want to make sure we talk about today before we run out of time?
Just come out and support Jackson football. Come this fall, and you're going to see something great.
Good deal. Coach Antonio Parker joining us here, new head coach for Jackson High School football. Coach, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you.
Thank you again. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Let's talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.